The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot Daf Mem Gimel. There is the title of Neshot Avram ben Esther Beliyahu ben Allegra Ruach Hashem Terechem Shema Miki ben Jamie. Enna Referador Fatanifri Urfu Ato Kirubadabu. Vechen Yirason Venomar Amen. We begin today's Daf on Mem Bet Amud Bet, and we're starting from the Mishnah, ve'edu devarim she'enishba'im aleihem, the following items, we do not make a shivu'ah, which means there is no deen of a shivu'ah. For example, modeh b'miksat, which normally we said makes a shivu'ah, there's shomrim, the shomer has to make a shivu'ah in certain situations. These people, these cases, there are no shivu'ot. What are they? Ha'abadim, Eved, swearing on an Eved, the Shtarot, that's the documents, Shtar, the Karkaot, that's real estate, the Hegdeshot, things have to do with Hegdesh. So therefore, in situations like that, a person would not make a Shivua. Let's say a person goes to his friend and says, you have in your possession two Shtarot of mine. And he says, no, I only have one Shtar. So he's modeh b'miksat. He would not make a shivu'ah in that case on the shtarot. But if it was money, of course, he would make a shivu'ah modeh b'miksat. That would be a case like that. Okay. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, "En ba'em tashlum me'kefil velo tashlum me'arba'a v'hamisha." These cases also are not subject to the laws of kefil. For example, normally if a person steals something and then is caught with witnesses that he stole the item, he's got to usually pay back double. However, these cases over here, the law of kefil does not apply to them, nor does the law of arba'a v'hamisha, four or five, apply. He stole an animal, let's say, of hekdesh, and he slaughtered it. And normally if you steal an animal and you slaughter it, so you'd have to pay four or five times the amount. But the explanation over here is, since there's no kefil, so that means, how does 4 or 5 work?
2 or 3 extra.
Normally you pay 2, that's kefil, then you have to pay 2 or 3 extra for the fact that you slaughtered it or sold it. The Torah says 4 or 5, not 3 or 4. And therefore, because once you're getting kefil off the table, so then you're never going to have a case of 4 and 5. So therefore, the law would be if a person stole a dish and sold it or slaughtered it, would not pay tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. Furthermore, in these cases, shomer hanam eno nishba. If a person was a shomer hanam, normally a shomer hanam is a watchman that's watching without getting paid. Normally, he is patur if the item got stolen or lost. However, he has to swear that he was not a posheya, that he was not negligent. In these cases over here, if any of these items that we mentioned above, Eved, Shtar, Karka, Hekdesh, if the guy was a shomer on these items and they got stolen or lost, he is patur. He does not have to make a shivu'ah. Venose sachar eno mishalim. Nose sachar is somebody that gets paid to watch. He's nose sachar. So he gets paid to watch. So then already normally he has to pay for genevav aveda, because he's getting paid to watch. So the hadush over here is on these cases that we mentioned above, if a person is a shomer sachar, he is patur on geneva and aveda. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kadashim shehayav b'achar yutan nishba'im aleihem. There's two types of hekdesh. There's hekdesh that you're responsible for, and there's hekdesh that you're not responsible for. Hekdesh that you're responsible for would be, for example, a person says, Hare alai, it's incumbent upon me to bring a korban to the Beit HaMikdash. When it's on him, even if the animal gets lost or stolen, he's got to replace it, because he said it's on me. Another type of korban is no responsibility. Harezu korban. This is a korban. Meaning this, and if it gets lost, there's no responsibility for me. So the Rabbi Shimon holds like this. davar gorem lememon kememon deme. Anything that causes a monetary position is monetary. For example, in this case over here, you have an animal that's ikdesh. It's an hare alai, right? If I steal that animal, I'm causing this guy now to have to replace it. So I'm causing him money. So the law is davar gorem lememon kememon deme, and therefore he writes. Rabbi Shimon ben Kadashim shechayav ba'achad yutan korbanot that you're obligated to replace nishbarin adahim because it's considered money, even though it's like this. But since by taking it, it causes the man out of pocket now because he has to replace it, so it's considered mamon, and therefore we'd have to make the proper shivot and whatever the cases may be. However, in a case where you're not chayav ba'achad yutan, for example, you said hare zu ola. I'm not obligated to replace it. If it gets lost, I'm off talk. So such a case is totally like this, and therefore there would not be any shivua on such a case. Rabbi Meir Omer, yesh devarim shehen bekarka ve'ena kekarka. There's certain things that even though there are in the karka, they're in the ground, they're not considered in the ground. It's in the ground, but it's not considered karka. Ve'en hakamim modim lo. The rabbis don't agree with them. What's the case? Ketzad, eser gefanim te'onot nasati lecha. Guy comes over to the friend and says, I gave you to watch for me 10 vines that were laden with grapes. Now that omer inan ela hamish. And the guy says, no, you only gave me 5. Rabbi Meir mechayev shivua. Rabbi Meir says, mechayev shivua. Even though we're talking about vineyards that are in the ground. But he holds that anything that's in the ground is considered, certain things that are in the ground even are not considered karka. We'll have to see why. What's the logic of such halakha? The Gemara will explain it. Rachamim omrim, kol ha-mechobah le-karka, ha-reu ke-karka. Like it's in the ground, it's attached to the ground, it's considered ground. And therefore there's no shivua. En nishba'in ela adavar shebe-mivida, v'shebe-meshkal, v'shebe-minyan. Rule. You only make a shivua on items that have a mida, that either have a size, shebe-meshkal, a weight, or minyan, a quantity. Ketzat, for example. Guy comes to his friend and says, Bayit male masarti lecha. I gave you a house full of stuff. Vikis male masarti lecha. Or he says, I gave you a wallet full of money. But he didn't tell him how much money was in the wallet, or he did not give a clear amount of money that was in the house. V'ala omer, en yudei ela mashinachta, atan otel. I didn't count it, I don't know what it is. The wallet's over there, whatever is there, take it. And he's claiming that there's less money in the wallet than when he brought it. But since he didn't give a shi'ud, they're not discussing an amount, that's not considered a modim b'miksat. That's not considered a case where you make a shivua patur. Now, ze omer ad aziz, ze omer ad halon hayav. But if he gives a shi'ud, I left you money until the Z's, until the item that's protruding out of the window, there was goods over there. And he says, no, you only gave me goods up to the window sill itself. So they're already giving a shiur of, area of how much was in there. Then already it's considered the hayab, because that's considered, you can quantify it. But if it cannot be counted or measured or weighed, it's just an open thing. I gave you a house full of stuff. And the guy says, I don't know, whatever you gave me is over here. So nobody's giving any shiurim over there. That's not considered more there. The mixat. Now the Gemara is going to begin and go through all the cases of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tasume kefil. Okay, how do we know that kefil doesn't apply to karka, evid, and shtarot, and hekdesh? How do you know there's no law of kefil? And that came in again. A guy stole a shtar, and he comes along and he denies it, They catch him that he stole the shtar. So normally, if it was money, he has to pay back kefil. My shtarot is a way back to shtarot. Where do we know this from? Gemara says, "Kefil min alan de tarot banan." This is the pasuk that's written by Tashlumei Kefil. Al ko devar pesha, on any item that you steal, klal, that's a generality. Al shor, al chamor, ve'al se, ve'al salma. Those are all details. A shor is an ox, chamor is a donkey, a dress. That's a prat. That's an individual item. Al kol aveda, on any item, hazar ve'kalal. So you have a klal, uprat, uklal. So the rule with a klal is you judge it ke'en ha-prat, that the case is including things that are similar to the prat. Now, what's the common denominator in the prat? Ma-prat meforash davar metaltel. Well, all these items are movables. Shor, hamor, ses, tamah, they're all movable items. The gufo mamon, and they all have intrinsic value. Av kol davar metaltel the gufo mamon. So to anything that's movable and has intrinsic value. Yetzu karkaot. Scratch, take karkaot out. She'en metaltelin. They're not movables. Yetzu avadim shukshu lekarkaot. Eved kenani is compared to karka from the pesukim, because it's ve'etnachaltem otam nebnechem. It says, and you will bequeath the avadim to your children. Just like karka is bequeathed, so too avadim. So therefore, avadim is like karka. Yetzu shtarot shafapishem metaltelin en gufam mamon. Now, shtar is immovable, but it's not intrinsic. Which means that the value is not the shtar itself, it's what's in the shtar. Therefore, it does not apply to either. Hekdesh re'ehu ketiv. It says that if a person took something from his friend, re'ehu, hekdesh is not your friend. And therefore, the laws of hekdesh are not going to apply by the law of kefil. So that's the way we know kefil does not apply to these cases. Now we move on. Ve'lo arba'a v'hamisha. The law of 4 and 5 doesn't apply either. My ta'ama, tashlumei arba'a v'hamisha marachmana, ve'lo tashlumei shlosha v'arba'a. Exactly like what's written in the Mishnah. If I steal now an animal of hekdesh, do I pay kefil? We just said no. Good. So now if I steal it, and now I slaughter it. So therefore, if normally I would pay kefil, that's 2. By slaughtering it, I would add another 3. That's how I get to 5. I would add another 3 or another 2 to the original kefil. But once I don't have kefil anymore, so now the tashmir is 3 or 4. The Torah didn't say pay 3 or 4. The Torah said 4 or 5. That means you only pay tashmir arba v'chamisha where there's a kefil there from the beginning. There's no kefil already by hekdesh. Therefore, there's no tashmir arba v'chamisha. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Shomer hanam enu nishba. Okay, what's the law? Shomer Hanam, normally, he's a watchman. So the law is, he's patur on geneva v'aveda, if it got stolen or it got lost, but he normally has to make a shivua, that he wasn't a posheya. However, if somebody's watching karka, shtarot, avadim, karka, hekdesh, all these cases over here, Shomer Hanam, he's patur for making a shivua. So Gemara says, how do we know the Tanu Rabbanam? We have a braita. Again, cloud, prat, cloud. Ki yitin ish il re'ehu. This is the pasuk that's written by Shomer Hanam. Okay? And what does it say? Ki yitin ish il re'ehu. You gave your friend something. Anything. Klal. Kesef or kelim. That's a prat. That's a kesef is money or kelim is vessels. Lishmor, to watch, was anything. Hazar v'kalal, klal ufrat uklal. E atadan ela kena perat. Ma prat beforaz davar metaltel. Just like the prat is something that's movable, v'gufo mamon is intrinsically money. Af kol davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. So too, anything that's movable and intrinsically has a value. Yatsu karkaot shem metaltelin. Yatsu avadim shukshu lekarkaot. Yatsu shtarot shafapish shem metaltelin en gufan mamon. Hekdesh re'ehu ketiv. Same exact thing we said before in the last one. And by the Shomer Hanam, it says in the pasuk that he swears. Nikla ba'alabayit el Elohim. He goes to the judges and he swears. If there's, once you're excluding these cases over here, so this guy does not have to swear. Comes again when it continues. Noseh sachar eno mishalem. That is a shomer sachar. He's getting paid to watch. Okay, so he's getting paid to watch. What's the deen? Normally, a guy getting paid to watch has more responsibility because we're paying you. Therefore, normally he's hayav on geneva and avedah. If the item got lost or stolen, he has to pay. Mashenken, if it's these items, shomer sachar, he doesn't have to pay for geneva and avedah. How do you know minan the tzurubanan? There we go again. Ki yitin ish el re'ah. This is my shomer sachar now. Ki yitin ish el re'ah. Klal, hamor, oshor, ose, prat, v'chol behema lishmor, hazar v'kalal, klal, prat, kal, v'chude. The whole story again, that's only talking about things that are intrinsically money and movable, yet so all these items that are not intrinsically valuable and are not movable, some of them, and ad, hekdesh re'ehu ketiv, and it says the word re'ehu as well, so we know that the law of Shomer Sachar does not apply to hekdesh. Rabbi Meir Omer, Bimir says, Yes, devarim sheke karka venam ke karka. This is a big hadush now. The Bimia says certain things they're in the ground, but we don't consider them karka. What is that considered? A vine. I gave you 10 vines to watch, and then the guy claims that you only gave me 5. So that's like the bimiksara. So the Bimir says, you swear. Hachamim say, what are you talking about? It's karka. You just told me you don't make a shivua on karka. Why does the Bimir hold that vines are considered non-karka? So what it says, mechlal, the Bimir savar kol mechubal karka eno ke karka. You tell me that Bimir holds that anything that's attached to the ground is not considered ground? Which is ground itself is karka. What's attached to the ground, you tell me it's not considered karka? Ad mefalge b'te'unah. Exactly. So why do you have to argue in a case where you have vines with grapes on them? Argue on the vines themselves. What do you got to get to the grapes? If you tell me anything that's attached to the ground is not considered the ground, you could have gave me the same case by the vines themselves. We're talking about a specific case. Grapes that are ripened, that are ready to be plucked. Once already, you're planning on plucking them, they're considered plucked, they're even when they're attached. No, as long as they're on the tree, they're still considered part of it. So that's already a different machloket. Because everybody agrees the vine is considered part of the ground. And everybody agrees that grapes that are on the tree, on the vine that are not yet ripened yet, that's considered part of the ground. The question is, once already they started to ripe, and your plan is to pull them out, so the Bimir says they're considered out. So when I come along and say, I gave you 10 vines laden with grapes, so the grapes are considered not detached, according to Bimir, therefore it's the Bimir mixed out. No, you only gave me 5, swear. They say no. As long as they're attached on the vine, it's considered part of the karka. The Gemara continues, Mishnah said, you only make a shivua on something that has a weight, something that has a specific measurement, something that has a quantity. Amar Abaye, lo shanu ela de amar le bayit stam. The Mishnah said, for example, guy says to his friend, I gave you a house full of money, and the guy comes along and says, whatever you gave me is over there. So you didn't give a shiur. So he goes, that's only when you said a house stam. Aval amar le bayit ze male. But if you said, no, this house, so you can figure out. Figure out how much money is in the house, figure out how much is left, and you see exactly what the guy is denying. Yadana tante. Then we know the ta'anot. Because already there's a way you can figure out, once you're giving this house, you can figure out how much money was in the house, count how much money is left, then you realize the guy's in with them mixed up. Then we can make a shivua. So bayit zeh is considered specific. If that's the case, exactly. Which is, what did you have to give a case then? I gave you up to the window. No, I gave you up to the protrusion. What did you have to give that case as a specific? You could have gave the case of specific in the house case. Right, which means buy it, stam, no, buy it, zeh, yeah. We have to jump to the window case. Ela, even buy it, zeh, is not considered specific. Because she didn't give a specific shi'ur at the time of the giving over. Ela marava, leolam, enu chayav, ad shi yit'anenu bedavar shememida, shememeshkav, shemejan. Okay, it's got to be a number. It's got to be a weight. It's got to be a specific measurement. He's got a modeh back to him on a specific amount. No, you didn't give me 100, you gave me 50. You didn't give me up to the Z's, you gave me up to the windowsill. Tanya kivated Rava. We have a braita to support what Rava just said. Kur tivua li biyadecha. You owe me a kur of tivua. Vada omer enlecha biyadi. Because I don't have anything. That case is patu because it's kofir bakol. Kofir bakol is patu from a shivua. Menorah gedola yesh li biyadecha. You have a big menorah by you. What does the guy say? Enlecha biyadi ila menorah ketana. Patur, because it's a different item. Two different species. Big menorah and small menorah is a different item. It's not like the small menorah isn't the big menorah. If I say you owe me 100, I say 50, so 50 is in the 100. That's considered the same species. When I say big menorah, and I go, oh, so it was a small menorah. They're two different items. And what you're claiming, I'm not admitting. And therefore, that's considered patur. Azura gedola yesh li biyadecha, enlecha biyadi ila azura ketana patur. Belt. You owe me a big belt. I got no, no, it was a small belt. Two different items. And therefore also give me patur. Aval, amar lo, kur tevua, yesh li biyadecha. You owe me a kur of tevua. V'ala omer en l'gabedi ela letech. Letech does not say what? Hefe kur. Hayav. Because then you're talking the same item. You're just talking different shiurim. You owe me a kur, I say a letech. Menorat bat esed litrin, yesh li biyadecha. I give you a weight. The menorah was 10 litrin in weight, I gave you. Then he comes to know the menorah was only 5 litrin hayav. Now we have to see exactly why that's considered the same species. It sounds like it's a different item. The menorah will discuss that. Klalo shel davar, now here's the key. The bride, after gives me all these cases, it makes a rule for me. Le'olam eno hayav as yit'anenu bedavar shemida shemishkal shemenyam. Rule. The rule of the game is you gotta claim him something that has a measure to it, something that has a shi'ur to it. And he's gotta be more day back on a shi'ur. What are you coming to tell me the klal for? What is this case coming to include or exclude? Must be coming to exclude the case of what? Bayit maleh, which means that bayit maleh is not good. Bayit, sorry, right, bayit zeh maleh. That what, even if a guy comes along and says, this house, since it that I gave you was full, since you didn't quantify it, you didn't give the actual amount, that's why the bayit at the end says, this is the rule. It's gotta be midah, mishkal, and minyan. What are you coming to exclude? We know the rule. No, the rule's coming to say, it's even in the case if a guy would come along and say, this house that was full, since he didn't give a shi'ur, it's not defined, therefore it's not going to be part of the subject of Modim Mekzan, therefore it's not going to be a shivua. So it's a proof to Rava that just told us that even Bayit Zeh Maleh is not considered quantified. Umay, I'll give it as a question on the Blaita. Umay shena menorah gedola menorah ketana ma sheta'ano lo hodalo ma sheta'ano lo ta'ano. By a big menorah and small menorah you told me two different species. And therefore what he claimed, he didn't deny. What he denied, he didn't claim. Therefore it's patur. So similarly, yachi bat eser bat hamesh tamem ma sheta'ano lo hodalo ma sheta'ano lo ta'ano. In the case of the way, you say it was a 10 litra menorah, so she wait, and I say it was a 5 litra menorah. Obviously we're talking about two different menorot. And therefore, same reason, and over there it said hayav. Why should it be hayav shivua? What he's claiming, I'm not admitting. What I'm not admitting, he's not claiming. Just like you're saying, big and small is not considered the same species. So obviously you give me different shiurim in the weight. We're talking about two different menorot also. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak b'menorah shel chuliyot askinan. We're talking about a menorah that's made from components, that's made from pieces, chuliyot, rings. Which means I'm admitting to you from part of the same menorah. You're saying the menorah had rings on it that made it 10 litra. I said, that menorah, there wasn't so many rings on it, it was only 5 litra. But we're talking about the same menorah. It's two different menorot. But when we're talking about the weights, which is components, good? So it's the same item. That would be like 100 kur of wheat, and I say 50 kur of wheat. You're talking about components, so then in the belt case, you should have learned the belt case is also a component belt. A big belt where you can add on links to the belt, then you have a small belt where you take off the links. Why'd you tell me when he says big belt, small belt, it's two different items? Once already you tell me by the menorah case, it's about components. You could have learned the belt case also was a component belt, and therefore it's the same species, therefore you'd be hayav shivua. So Gemara says, ela delayfe lo ketari. Just like you didn't learn a component by the belt, hakenameh b'shul choliot lo ketari. Therefore must be you're not talking about components by the menorah either. Oh, so now we go back to the question. So why are you telling me that when he says 10 litra, he comes and says 5 litra, why do you say hayav, how that's different species? And don't tell me components, because if you want my components, you can learn the belt with components. Really, we're talking about components by the menorah and components by the belt. Shari menorah, if you yachol legorera, ul'amida al-hamesh litri. Which means, the menorah, you're able to take a menorah of like 10 litra, let's say, and you're able to shave it down into a menorah of 5 litrin, leaving it intact. So therefore, I could say, forget about components, it's the same item. 10 nitra, you could shave it down in the same item. But a belt, in that case, once you shave it down, you see it. You see it's got, you see it was cut. It's a different different item. Look at that sheep. Last sheep for the Mishnah. The gorilla midah mishkan mishnah. Have a big gedolah, have a ketana, a little manachi. Right. And a big menorah and a small menorah, you can't do that. On a regular size menorah, you could shave it down to make it from, you know, 20 pounds to 15 pounds. Just by shaving, and it doesn't take away from its... from the way it looks. However, ubezorah leka lemar hetek mina shani karin. Exactly. But by a belt, you can't say big belt, small belt, meaning he shaved it down. Because once you shave the belt down, it's already noticeable. That's a different item. So therefore, that's the cases of the Mishnah. Now we go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah. Hamalve et havero ala mashkon. Famous cases. Normally when a guy lends money, he takes a collateral. Just in case he doesn't get paid, so he has now a collateral in his possession. Okay. The lender lost the mashkon. He lost the collateral. Now, Amar lost the malveh, tells the loveh, Sela il viticha alav. Listen, I lent you a sela, v'shekel hayashaveh. And the collateral was worth half a selah, which is a shekel. And therefore, you still owe me a shekel. A selah is 2 shekel. Okay? So he took a collateral. He comes back to the lender. I'm sorry, I lost your collateral. The collateral was worth half the loan, so you still owe me half the money. Meaning, I'll subtract from the collateral half the loan and just pay me half. And therefore, what's happening over here? He's claiming you owe me a shekel. V'hana omed lo. Ki ela sela vitani ala v'sela yashaveh. He says, no. You lent me a sela. The collateral was a sela. So basically what this guy is what? He's kofer hakol. So therefore the deen is, he's patur. Bottom line, the claim is, you owe me a shekel. The loveh claims, I don't owe you anything. He's kofer hakol. And the kofer hakol does not make a shivua, so the voice patur. That's case number one. Case number two. Sela el viticha alav. The malve says, I lent you a sela. Veshekel hayashaveh. Collateral was only worth half that, and if you owe me a shekel. Vehala omed, the malve says, lo ki el sela el vitani alav. You still lent me a sela. Ushloshad dinarim hayashaveh. And it was 3 dinarim, and therefore I only owe you 1 dinar. He's saying a shekel you owe me, he's saying a dinar. That's more debit mixat. Right? He's saying, I don't owe you what you're saying, I owe you part of what you're saying. You're saying I owe you a shekel, he's saying a dinar is half a shekel. So therefore he's come along and saying what? More debit mixat. What's the din? Hayav. Claim is you owe me a shekel, I say not a shekel, I owe you a dinar. More debit mixat, hayav a shivua. Case number 3. Sela el vitani alav. The love says it was a sela that I borrowed. Ushtahi mayasheve. But the collateral that I gave you was worth double. And he lost the collateral. And therefore, what is he claiming? You owe me one. You owe me a sela. Vehala ome lo ki ela sela el viticha alav v'sela yasheve. No, it was straight up. I lent you a sela, the collateral was a sela. And therefore the malvez kofer hakol. Now the claim is reversed. The borrower is claiming you owe me one. And the lender is coming along and saying, I owe you nothing. Patur, because that's considered kofer hakol. Case number 4. Sela el vitani adav. Tolove says it was a sela that I borrowed. Ushtai mayashave. And what? The collateral was worth double. Allah omedo ki ela sela el vitika adav. It was a sela, it was the loan. The hamisha dinarim ayashave. He comes along and says, right, it wasn't double, it was 1 1/4. Right, so I only owe you 3 quarters back. So he's more there, the mixab. So the din is chayav, or the mixab. Are you claiming back, are you one, and I'm claiming back, I only owe you 3 quarters. The malveh is the modeh b'miksab. I agree, I owe you some, but not as much as you're saying. So therefore, he has to make a shivua. Case number 5. or actually the law. Umi nishba, it's a klal. Who makes the shivuah? Now this question over here is the Gemara is going to analyze it. Who makes the shivuah where? We gave four cases. Who makes the shivuah in which case? But what did the Gemara tell us exactly where this question is going back on? Mi shapakadon itzlo. Oh, sounds like the one that's holding the pikadon is the one that's making the shivuah. In these cases, that's the malveh. The one that has the pikadon, he's the one that makes the shivuah. So comes the Gemara and says, why? Shema yishavase. Maybe the loveh is going to make the shivuah. Right? Saying how much the pikadon was worth. And then what's going to happen? The malveh pulls the pikadon out and you're going to see really how much it's worth. And then for the loveh, he comes out to be a liar. So in order not to make the loveh a liar, the guy that's holding on to the pikadon, we assume knows better. And therefore you'll see, I let the pikadon. And therefore the deen is, you let the malveh swear in these cases in order that you don't make the loveh a liar. He says, oh, I thought it was worth double. And the guy, here it is, it's not worth double. So therefore you don't let the loveh swear. It sounds like you don't let the loveh swear. You only put the shivua on the malveh. Now we'll give it up, we'll explain exactly the ramifications of that. The Gemara begins, Ahiyah. Ahiyah means where? Which case? Which right away the Gemara jumps to the last part of the Mishnah. You told me in the Mishnah that what? That if a person, you told me who makes the Shivuah, the Malveh makes the Shivuah. In which case? We have four cases in the Mishnah. Now, I don't have a problem on the two cases. Now, two out of the four cases have a shivuah, by the way. Two out of the four cases were kofer hakol, so there's no shivuah in that case. So put that those guys out. Then you have two cases that are modeh b'miksat. One case where the loveh is the modeh b'miksat, and one case where the malveh. Now, if the malveh is the modeh b'miksat, I don't need the Gemara to tell me, mi nishba the malveh. Of course the malveh is nishba, he's the modeh b'miksat. That cannot be the case. So the Chavra, the case has got to be that in the case of the where the loveh was modeh b'miksat, he says, I don't owe you one, I owe you three quarters, whatever he came in, modeh b'miksat case. And what's the Gemara then saying? What's the Mishnah saying? In that case, the loveh doesn't swear? The malveh swears? What do you mean? He's not the modeh b'miksat. That case also doesn't make sense. Why would the malveh swear? Normally, the modem makes it's the modem makes that makes the swear, not the malveh. So Gemara's going to ask, ilema asefa. Maybe you'll tell me it's on the last case where the malveh was a modem mixat, right? Where the malveh, the loveh claimed and said, "Hey, the collateral was double, so you owe me one." And the guy said, no, it wasn't double. It was less than them. I only owe you three quarters. So, if it's that case, the reason why the malveh is because he's the modeh b'miksat. What do you need a special person to come along and give me a new reason? Oh, the reason why the malveh swears because he's holding on to the pikadon. He went out that reason. He swears because he's the modeh b'miksat. The claim was against him and he's modeh. Amar Shmuel Aresha. וכן אמר רבי חיה בר רב הרשע וכן אמר רבי יוחנן הרשע go on the רשע case. The רשע case, on the רשע case we have two cases. We have the כופר הכל case, and the כופר הכל case is no שבועה, where the לווה was כופר הכל. לווה said, I don't owe you anything. It was a straight up case. You lent me a sailor, the thing was worth a sailor, take a walk. So the case must be one of the רשע, where he comes along and says, you lent me a selah, the collateral was worth 5 dinarim, and he comes along and says what? I owe you, I don't owe you, you're claiming I owe you double, I owe you one, I'm claiming I owe you less. Okay, so that's a modeh b'miksat case. So what it says, my resha, what case of the resha? Sefa the resha. And the resha have two cases. So it's the second case of the Resha. What's the second case? Sela el viti karanav. I borrowed a sela. Veshekel aya shaveh. That is the Malveh saying. It was worth a shekel. So therefore you owe me one. התנא אומר לו כי אל הסלע לביתה אני עליו שלושה דינרים היה שווה. כמה אומרים say no, I don't only want שקל, oh yeah, half a שקל. כל שהוא יזמודה במקצת. חייב, נקר תורי חייב, דשבועה גבי לווהי. Because really the Shivua belongs to the Love in that case. Because he's the Modeh B'miksad. So why the rabbis take it away from him and give it to the Malveh? V'shakluwa Rabbanan Miloveh V'shadyuwa Amalveh. The rabbis took it away from the Loveh and put it to the Malveh. Why? Nashi. No Nashi. The reason why they did that is because the bottom line, in a case where you have a guy holding on to the pikadon, you don't want the malveh to switch. The malveh says, oh, I'm telling you, the malveh says, I'm telling you, the thing was worth, what was he saying? The malveh was saying it was worth, he says it was worth, shekel aya shaveh. Exactly. He's coming along and saying it was worth a shekel. And he's coming and saying it was worth more than a shekel. So now, you're going to make him swear, I swear it was worth more than a shekel. Now the guy takes out the big guy, there you go, look here. So therefore, when the guy is holding a big guy, even though the swear is by the loveh, but we're not going to put it on the loveh when this guy can disprove him by pulling out a pikadon. Okay, now we understand the chadush of the Mishnah. Umi nishba, who swears in the case when normally the loveh should swear in the modem of Miksad? The malveh swears. Why? Because of pikadon itzlo. And then we don't want the loveh to come to make a shivua that might be falsified by being proved wrong when he's pulled out the mashkon. That's the first version of the Gemara. But how the Gemara says a big chidush. The Gemara says like this. He says, "I efshar leftor et haloveh belo klum. You can't poter the loveh without anything. Kivon shemin haTorah, he's got to make the shivua. Umeidach lo natzachim shu yishava, but the rabbis don't want him to make the swear. Na'ashe shem yotzei malveh et hapikadon, na'ashe shishba haloveh v'yochei shishba l'sheker. Lefichak tzu hachamim, shaloveh lo yishava kedei leipater, mitvat haloveh, aval im yishava malveh shemashkon, haya shaveh kivishutor malveh, adai chayav lo migbe." Exactly. Instead of swearing to be patur, we put the shivua in the malveh to take. Swear and take. As opposed to swear and walk away. Good? Now the Gemara says the Hadush. Ashta. But now, the Amar of Asher, the Kaimalan, ze nishba, she'ena birshuto, ve'ze nishba, kama shave, hachi kamar, mi nishba tehila, mi shepikadon etzlo, she'mei shaba ze, ve'yosi halat apikadon. In Gemara, where was it? Bamitziah. We learned from Rav Asher. Rav Asher held in this case both swear. The Loveh swears and the Malveh swears. Like we'll see in Nashi. So if you tell me in this case the Malveh swears and the Loveh swears, so what's the Mishnah's question? Mi nishba? The question, who swears first? Who swears first? So first they put the Shivua on the Malveh. He's got to swear that I don't have the item. And then the loveh makes a shivua, because we're going to see like this. Hashem made a takana like this. In the case of a pikadon, we're worried like this. The malveh came, he lost the pikadon. I'm sorry, I don't have the pikadon. I'll pay you. And then they're arguing how much is the thing worth. Now, we're worried that maybe the malveh wants to keep the pikadon. It's good item. He loves the item. Says, you know what? I'll tell him I was lost, and I'll pay. So in order that the malveh shouldn't come along and steal the pikadon and then pay, so then we have to make a shivua first. What's the shivua? He's got to swear first. I swear that I don't have the pikadon. Once you swear that you do not have the pikadon, now I'm not worried that what? That the loveh is going to take it out after and prove the guy wrong. Now the loveh concerns. Once already you tell it, the reason why the loveh has to make a shivua is shelob b'reshuto, not how much it's worth or how much he's owed. So you just swear that you don't have the pikadon b'chlau. Good. So now once you swear on the pikadon, I'm not worried about him pulling it out after showing me the price, because you swear it doesn't happen. Now the loveh come along and say, I swear that I only owe you this amount, and I don't owe you that amount. It's what them mix out, which is a regular shivua. Read that sheet first. Read that sheet. Top that sheet. Second line. Had Rav Asher b'Mitziah Perek המפקיד אמר רב הונא הטעם גבי שומר שכר. That's a שומר שכר, so he's getting paid. שטען נגנבה, he comes along and says it got stolen, וחייב עצמו בתשלומים. Okay, normally what's the deal of a שומר שכר? שומר שכר that claims the item got stolen, he's got to pay. משביעין אותו שבועה שאין ברשותו. He's shomer has got to swear that he doesn't have the item. Why? Aishin and shimei einav natan ba. Maybe his eyes are on the item. Verotze liknota bedamim. Good, he wants to keep it. He wants to buy it. I'll buy it. Verotivna me'adiktani. Verotzi alat tepekadon. So they ask the question of Rav Asher. What are you talking about? Our Mishnah clearly says that the reason why you put the shivua on the malveh is because if the loveh makes this thing, we're worried that the malveh is going to pull out the Pekadon. Now, if he's swearing around and doesn't have it, what do you worry that he might pull out the Pekadon? Gemara asks from our Mishnah. V'yeh amad mashpi'in oto shivu'ah she'na b'rishuto. But if you tell me that you make a shivu'ah she'na b'rishuto, hechi matzi mapikle. How can he take it out? Which is, you're telling me, Rav Asher, Hadush, the Maveh makes, I swear I don't have it. That can't be. Because our Mishnah clearly said that we don't let the Loveh swear because we're worried that what, the guy might pull it out. What do you mean? If he's swearing that he doesn't have it, he'll never pull it out. He said, no, you're misunderstanding the Mishnah. Both swear. The Malveh swears and the Loveh swears. Zeh nishba she'ena b'rishuto. Vezeh she'shivu'ah alav, and then the Modeh v'vekzat, that's the Loveh, nishba kama ita shaveh, v'achi kama manitin. Mi nishba tehila? That was the Mishnah's question. We learned the Mishnah's question originally. Mi nishba, who swears? Thinking it's one out of the two. No, really, both swear. Mi nishba techina. Mi shepekadon etzlo nishba techina. Shena b'shuto l'olam, asifad reshakai, hecha deshua gabel loveh. Exactly. Really, the case is talking about where the loveh had to swear, but we don't make him swear first. We put the shua on the malveh, just to say it's not his, it's not in his possession, and then he swears how much it was worth, and so on and so forth. Yes. Do you know the reason? Is that so understood? Mi nishba techina? What would you say? What would be the other way of saying it? Let the Loveh swear. Let the Loveh swear how much he thinks it's worth. And let him swear that he doesn't have it. Also, so that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. For that reason, don't do it that way. I wouldn't have known that reason on my own. I wouldn't have known that he makes... I wouldn't have known, first of all, who goes first. I would say, let him swear how much it is. Just, no, I can't do that. He might pull it out. Oh, so let me go first. That's what I'm saying. Something that you wouldn't have thought of. Okay, now we go to the last case. Shimon says a big hadush over here. Amar Shimon, hi man. He lent his friend 1,000 zuz. Umishkin le katad megala. The borrower gave him a mashkon. What did he give him? The handle of a sickle. Okay, sickle handle. I will see now. Abad katad de megala. He lost the handle. Abad alfa zuze. He lost the 1,000 zuz. Oh, lent him $1,000. Guy gave him a sickle handle. Obviously, the sickle handle is less than 1,000 zuz. Soon that. He lost the sickle handle. Honest, he lost it. Whatever. Something happened. Lost it. Shuas was a hadush. You lost your 1,000 zuz. Why? I would say, subtract. How much is the sickle handle worth? The sickle handle is worth $50. So you pay $950. What's the pshat that Shmuel says you lost the sickle handle? You're even. Rashi. Abad alfe zuze. Desavar vekabil. Which means when he accepted this item, which is considerably less than the loan, you have to assume he accepted it as the item, as if it's equal to the loan. That if I don't return you this item, you're off the hook. The fact that he accepted such an item, the handle of the sickle, it's accepted as if he's saying, this for this. I give you the back, you give me the I don't give you this back, you're off the hook. Aval kozman shen kayamin. Now, of course, if the sickle handle is still around, al korcho gove chovo. Okay, stam malve 30 days. 30 days, give back the sickle, get your 1,000. Or he gives him a certain time. Right. Which means you can't come along and say, you accepted the sickle-handed as payment.
No.
The sickle-handed was a mashkon. You can't come in and say, no, we made a deal. I gave you the sickle-handed. I didn't sell it to you. The ilishim mashkon kibleh, lishim peron lo kibleh. He accepted it for a mashkon, he didn't accept it as payment. Given the kibleh lishim mashkon, once he accepted it for a mashkon, kol kama delo mehedal le mashkone, as long as you didn't return the mashkon, lo gabe velo maseh patan avshem et mishav. Exactly. You accepted it as a mashkon, until you return the mashkon, he's patur for paying. It's a big chadush of Shmuel. Let's read. שאף הפי שפירש רשי של שמואל המלווה קיבל על עצמו שלא יוכל לגבות, so he accepted upon himself that he cannot collect the hov until he gets his until he gives him back his handle. אין זה אומר שקיבל עליו שפרסל את ההום אפילו מיובד המשכון באונס. Which case? I told you he lost it באונס, but is that possible? So the Mefarshim say no. שאלו במשנה ובמציאה נחלקו להקים המלווה אחראי על המשכון ולעניין גנבה ועבדה כשומר שכר או שמה אינו אלא שומר חנם. It's a big question. A guy that's שומר פקדון, the Gemara במציאה is a big מחלוקת. What is a שומר פקדון considered? Is a שומר פקדון of liability like a שומר חנם? Is a שומר פקדון of liability like a שומר עבדה או שומר שכר? שומר שכר. What's enough coming, how much liability is going to be? If he's a shomer chenam, he'll be patur on geneva v'aveda. If he's a shomer sakhar, he'll be chayav on geneva v'aveda. But everybody agrees a shomer pekadon is patur on onis. Whether he's a shomer chenam or sakhar, onis is off the table. But therefore, in this case over here, you have to say, if it was onis, that he lost it to onis, he doesn't lose anything. He gets the loan back. But no matter what, it got stolen or lost based on if he holds a shomer sakhar or shomer aveda. The other Shomer Sakhar, so he's Hayav again with us. So the case of Baal, we consider him a Shomer Sakhar, let's say. By the way, why is he considered a Shomer Sakhar? He's not getting paid. He's not getting paid to watch it. But the thing is, he's getting paid. Because when he's watching the Pekadon, he's Patuch giving Tzedakah. Because if a poor guy comes to his house to collect money, he doesn't got to pay him the money because he's busy doing your mitzvah of watching the Pekadon. So he's saving the money that he saved from not giving tzedakah, like the money that's getting paid to watch the Pekadon. That's considered Shomer Sakhar. In any event, so we're not talking about onus. We're talking about where it got stolen, let's say. So the Hadush over here is he stipulated. What was the stipulation? I don't give you this back. You don't got to pay me. However, look at the next case. אבל תלת קטטה לא. If he gave him two handles, two קטות for the משכון, he don't lose anything. Because over there, he didn't stipulate that each cut is 500. It's going to get 500. So we don't say that he did that. And therefore, if he lost one, he loses 500. If he loses the other one, he loses the other 500. אלא we say, קיבל את שתי קחת. It's all one משכון. And therefore, since part of the mashkon is still here, it's all considered one. So then, already you calculate how much is the sickle handle worth? $10. All right, so subtract. Here's the other half of the mashkon, and then subtract $10 from the loan, because there where it's two items, and you didn't stipulate 500 for this one, 500 Canadian each one, and it's considered one big mashkon, and the mashkon is still here. Well, it's part of the mashkon is still there. You didn't lose the mashkon.
No, but it's stipulated.
First case, you stipulated mashkon. This is the one mashkon. This is it. This is the mashkon. I lose it. You're finished. In this case, you have two. So they didn't stipulate that what? That this is 500 and this is 500. It was one mashkon towards the loan. It's one big mashkon. Good. So when I'm missing part of the mashkon, part of the mashkon is still here. So I did return you the mashkon. So I did return you the.
The first time you have to say this one mashkon is for the $1,000.
Right.
You just say this is the mashkon.
This is the mashkon for the $1,000. But in the second case, you didn't say these two mashkons are 500 each. You just took the mashkon, that's one big mashkon.
Here's the mashkon for the thousand.
So now I'm giving you back part of the mashkon. Okay, so subtract there was another one. Subtract the value of it. Look at that sheet. Aval tarte kata, two katas. Lo amir chada kabil b'chamesh mea v'chada b'chamesh mea. unless he stipulated. But we don't assume that one was 500, one was 500. If he loses one of them, he doesn't lose 500. They are lo parish hada bepalgam hada. Can you explicitly say if it's 500, it's 500? He accepted it together for one meshkon. He returned part of the key. Since he returned part of the meshkon, so I did return you to meshkon. Yeah, you said you better return me to meshkon. Otherwise, I don't have to pay you. I did return the meshkon. Hey, wait, it's missing some. Okay, so subtract from how much deducting is the meshkon worth and deducted from the loan. Okay, what I says, but I'm not argues. Rahman amara filu tarte katate abad hada abad chamesh me'ah. Even by two katas, it's assumed that what each one is, it's two separate ones. This is connected 500, and this is connected 500, and if you lose one, you lose 500. That's a abad idach abad kule. Right, and you lost the second one, you lost the whole loan. Abal kata venaska. However, if let's say he gives him two collaterals, a kata, that's the magal, that's the handle, and a naska. What's naska? That's hatikat kesef. That's already a piece of silver. No. Then you don't say that the naska is considered hef. Because since the naska is considered a hashuv item that normally the mazir would get paid from, because it's a piece of silver, so therefore he accepted the value of it. And therefore if the naska was lost, the hefsed is according to the shur of the naska. Which means, when you give a naska, which is a hashuv item, I give you a silver and a handle. This case over here, he lost the naska. Then already, we don't say that you lost the whole loan. In that case, if Nachman agrees, you lost the value of the naska. If the naska was $200, subtract. Why? What's the difference? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Nachman amar afilu tate kata v'afakam tu lo parish mistama hada bepanka v'hada bepanka v'hada bepanka v'hada bepanka v'hada bepanka v'hada. Rav Nachman holds, by the way, by the two sickle handles. Even though you didn't speak it out explicitly, it's assumed. 500 for this one, 500 for that one. However, aval kata benaska, lo amnina naska kabil bepalga. You don't say, oh, it's 50-50, 500 is 500. Why? The keman dimidi de hazele peraoni. A piece of silver is a payment. You don't think a sickle handle is payment. This item, although it's a collateral now, but silver can be taken as a payment. So then on an item that's a payable item, then already you go value. You don't say 500 of that. Whatever it's worth. Lucky bill on the limit of Shavyo. Therefore, if I'm assuming it was less than the loan. He gives him a sickle handle and he gives him a naska. He loses the naska. Since the naska is normally an item that you would take as payment, we don't say that he said, okay, it's 500 or 500. No, whatever the value was. What if you left the sickle handle?
In that case,
no, because you're considering it. You're considering all what? Is this considered all one mashkon? So all one mashkon.
Is it only on the naska that we say that it's?
I will tell you right now. Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right. No. No. Adraba. The way you do it is like this: the naska I accept as value. It's $200. And the cat is the other 800. So if he loses the cat, he's at 800. But the naska is its pure value. Because this is an item that has a value to it. Understand? I took a valuable item and a piece of junk. So on the valuable item, I would take this as a payment, by the way. I don't think a sickle handle is a payment. So therefore, I say, you know what? This is worth 200. That's what's connected. If I lose it, deduct 200. But on the sickle item, if I lost it, so that's the rest. So it's 200. This is 800 on that. The Gemara says, one more case. Neharde Amre. The rabbis of Neharde said, Afilu kata benaska. Even a sickle handle and a piece of silver. Avad niska, avad palga. Avad kata, avad kula. Wow, it's 50-50 even on that case, quote the rabbis of Neharde. Two items like this, split it. And if he loses one, he loses 500. He loses two, he loses 1,000. What's the logic in that? Even when you accept something that's hashud that can be accepted as payment, Eno asui lepiraon mekabel shneim l'shem mashkon be'alma. He accepts it as a mashkon kereged hatzi av kmo shavaram nachom shtei katot. Good. The other lot, so he said, it doesn't matter. I don't give you this item. The other rabbi says, no. When it's a valuable item, he accepted it as like payment. He accepted it as a mashkon, can I get half? He goes, no. You get two items, split an item, he accepted it as a mashkon. This item is here, this item is here. Therefore, if he lost the katta, it's 500. If he lost the mashkon, it's 500. The naskat, it's 500. Okay, so those are the shittot. We have Rashi on them. That's it. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.